It's time for the Middleton Grammarian on Ozarks at Large. Middleton Grammarian is Catherine Sherrills. Welcome back.
Thanks. Kyle, I want to talk about a couple of questions we've gotten from listeners.
Oh, good.
Ron Norvell asked if we had covered the use of may versus might. Mm-hmm. Well, Ron, I don't really know whether we have or not, but if I can't remember, maybe no one else will either.
Right.
Grammar Girl writes that in popular usage and speech, may and might are used interchangeably when referring to possibility and probability. But there is a slight difference between the two.
Okay.
And let me tell you, it's slight. When you get down to some of these things, it's pretty darn slight. May is used to express what is possible, factual, or could be factual.
It may rain tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Might is used to express what is hypothetical, counterfactual, or remotely possible.
Okay, so let me see if I've got this. We'll use my example.
Mm-hmm.
It may rain tomorrow. I've read the forecast, and there's a 70% chance. It might rain tomorrow because, hell, it might rain any day.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Or even it might not rain because they've said it wouldn't, or maybe.
There might be a rhinoceros around the corner.
Right. That's a good example. An easy way to express the difference is that might suggests a lower probability than does may.
Okay.
You could say might is for things that are mighty far-fetched.
All right.
That's a way to remember it.
Very good.
Kyle, I guess I might have known this next rule, but I might not have. Now, why did I use might instead of may? What did we just talk about?
Well,
thinking about might is mighty.
Is hypothetical.
Far-fetched.
Or, right.
Mighty,
right,
far-fetched. Okay. So I used might instead of may because it's so far-fetched that I would have known this grammar rule.
Okay, I got you.
The rule is that might is the past tense of may.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I might have.
No.
No. Just might.
Just may have.
What?
No, you're right. You're right. Might have. Yeah,
okay.
Might have. Not may have.
Okay.
Not may have.
Okay.
And I use that all the time.
I may have.
I may have known that.
But I might have is.
I might have known that.
Well,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
If you can determine the tense of your sentence, you can easily choose between might and may, if you remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
According to the American Heritage Dictionary's 2012 Usage Panel Survey, the vast majority of experts disagree with using might have and may have in the same context.
Mm.
AHD provided their panel with the two following sentences, and this is also the two sentences that Ron sent. If John Lennon had not been shot, the Beatles might have gotten back together. If John Lennon had not been shot, the Beatles may have gotten back together.
Based on what you've told me so far, might would be the right one.
That's
because
right.
We have no idea.
That's right, yeah.
They might not have either.
Yeah. And more simply, may have should not be used.
Right. Because there's no correct way
to use
put that in that situation.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Because it's past tense.
Yeah.
In the survey, 97% of the usage panelists found the first sentence to be acceptable, might have, while only 32% found the second sentence to be acceptable. I know I'm guilty of this, and I'll try to watch it from now on, but totally.
Yeah.
You know. When asking for permission, may is more common than might. While both of these words can be used to ask permission, if you're not careful, they can lead to ambiguity. For instance, I may not go to the movies tonight.
Okay.
What does that mean?
You
has two meanings.
You oh right. You're not allowed.
Yes.
Or you just there's a possibility you won't be going to the movies.
Right. And your mama won't let you.
Yeah.
or the first, that's the first one. So in that instance, you want to say, I might not go to the movies. And that's much clearer. If that's the meaning. If your mama told you not to, then it's different. The second email I'll address is a question about the use of the phrase, the late.
Yes. How, when is some, yes.
Yeah. And I asked you about this, and you said you think maybe somebody just walked up to you and asked you about it.
Oh, I get that a lot. Like, hey, you know, I'm at a restaurant or something, hey, I love the Middleton Grammarian. Will you ask her about this? I think this is one of those situations. How long can you use the term the late refer to someone who has passed along? Right.
So you might say the late President Gerald Ford, but would you say the late Abraham Lincoln?
And that was kind of where this person was going,
mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. There is no set limit as to how long one can refer to a deceased person as late, but the consensus of opinion seems to hover around 15 to 30 years. But there's certainly not anything...
And this is why I should take these to you, because I think what I told the person, where would this come from, was I thought it might be used to avoid confusion.
Like, well,
everyone
absolutely
knows George Washington
absolutely
is dead,
absolutely,
but you might not know that your neighbor's brother-in-law.
That's exactly right.
And that's
what I said. A woman who refers to my husband might mislead an audience if he had died 40 years ago, whereas if she says my late husband, it would be clearer.
Okay. So the late Julius Caesar, I mean, that's superfluous.
Yes, right. The late William Sapphire, and I knew he was dead, but mm-hmm, other people might not, who died at the age 79 and was an all-around expert on speech, suggested 15 years.
But
nothing is set down. But finally, I found this rather grim limerick. There was a young man in a car who said to his father, "Papa, if you drive at this rate, we will surely be late. Drive faster." He did, and they are.
I mean, I feel weird laughing about that, but... And I wonder, now that we've had this conversation, where that came from.
The late?
Yeah.
Well, it's nicer than the dead.
Okay. I mean, I imagine you...
My dead husband.
You know, Chaucer was waiting for someone who was supposed to be there.
and he would die, so that's why he called him
late. All right. I don't know why Chaucer. Our Milton Grammarian is Catherine Sherrills.